lamp base, and you would fill it up and then screw the little cap back on the lamp and go over the house filling the lamps.
Now, if you had a small mouth jar that you wanted to pour something in,
yes,
and you were afraid you would spill it, what could you put in the top?
A funnel.
All right. If you were riding a buggy, I don't know if you ever did.
Yes, I did.
But you wanted to go horses to go faster. What was something you could use to make them go faster? All right. What kind of things do the people at the grocery store put your groceries in after you buy them?
In bags.
What are they made of?
Paper.
Okay. How was a 50 pounds of flour packaged? How would you...
In a cloth bag. We called it flour sacks. In those days, sacks of flour.
Mm-hmm. All right. Did you ever hear a name for the bag or sack the potatoes were shipped in, or feed, or seed, or something?
Croaker sack.
Were there any other terms for it? Was that the only one you heard or used?
Well, that was the one we used.
Okay, what would that kind of sack, would it be made of?
It was a very fibrous sack. Cord. Do you mean the string, jute? You know, something of that sort. Mm-hmm. It was very porous, so the air could circulate around mm-hmm. the potatoes and the fruit.
Y'all grew your own corn
yes.
on your farm, and did mm-hmm. you take it to the mill to be ground?
We
there?
Did. Mm-hmm.
Right, what would you call the amount of corn that you would take? At one time?
A load.
Alright, and what would you call, you got, I saw wood stacked that leaf in your fireplace. How much would you call, how much wood do you carry in your arms?
A turn.
Okay. Alright, when you buy groceries and you come out and you just got so much to carry, you say you've got
a load.
When the light burns out in an electric light, you have to put in a new
bulb.
Okay, what kind of bulb?
Electric bulb.
What does the bulb do when you turn the switch? It makes
contact?
Well, if you turn this off, it'd be dark, and when you turn it back on, it's...
Oh, it'd be light. Oh, yes.
Okay, we used to have the clothesline outside to hang mm-hmm. the clothes on after we washed them.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're carrying the clothes out, they were wet and all heavy, so we carried them out in a, what would you carry yours out in?
Clothes basket.
Okay, what do nails come in? You
know, pigs.
Okay. All right, around a barrel would be a piece of metal to hold the wood in, you know, in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what those are called?
I should.
Right, you might play with one when you were growing up and it's round, you know, and you'd have a
hoop
stick and